Welcome to the Atlantic Access Podcast. Now your host, Terry Parker.
This week we are super stoked to introduce you to an amazing new four-piece outfit based out of Prince Edward Island that take the traditional maritime Celtic sound to a whole new level. Certainly one of the most exciting things about covering these musicians is being able to talk to and hear music from creators who share a love of traditional sounds and have the talent to help it evolve into something quite special. Stick around as we talk to the members of In Echo, and from their debut album, this is Rainy Days on Atlantic Access. on Atlantic Access. That's Rainy Days and Summer with Nan. Welcome to Atlantic Access, folks.
Thank you.
Just for the sake of voice recognition, maybe your first name and what you do for the band.
I'm Carson McEwen, and I play fiddle in the band.
I'm Thule Porcher, and I play the fiddle.
My name's Jesse Perrier, and I play the guitar.
I'm Garm Lemains, and I'm the concertina player with the band.
How did four so far-reaching individuals become so like-minded and get together as a unit like this?
Well, we all kind of have something to do with the Holland College School of Performing Arts. Jesse and I graduated 1 year apart 5 years ago. Thule just graduated this spring, and Gordon actually teaches there starting this year.
So you're all from four very different backgrounds, starting with you, Carson.
I'm from Ottawa, born and raised. I actually just moved back to PEI this September. I teach at Long McQuaid. So we all kind of actually met kind of at a big party that happens on the Labor Day weekend.
Thule, you were raised in B.C.
Yeah, Victoria, B.C., yeah, born and raised. And yeah, it's been great. There's a whole bunch of traditional music there, but it's more funky tunes and different rhythms and has a different groove to it.
Right, yeah, Jesse.
Tell everybody I'm from Prince Edward Island because it's easier. I'm actually originally from Fredericton. I grew up playing guitar when I was playing the White Stripes and like the Who and stuff like that. And it wasn't until I was about 13 years old that somebody showed me traditional music. It did not connect with me at all. The only other musician in my class at the time was a fiddle player, so I learned what I had to learn, and then throughout the years I started developing a love for it.
And Garmla provides the international flavor of the band, being from Ireland. So yeah. What brought you to the Great White North?
Yeah, well, I'm from a town called Drogheda in Ireland, and it's just about 30 minutes north of Dublin. So how I suppose arrived on Prince Edward Island, I was offered a teaching position at the University of Prince Edward Island, and I'm teaching a Gaelic language course. You know, when I applied for the job initially, it was just, you know, I was applying to Canada. And then when they realized, oh, I was a musician, they kind of figured I'd fit the bill best on PEI.
And with traditional music, it's such an umbrella term that even if you're from far points of the world, it all kind of comes together and blends nicely.
Thule, was there a lot of improv when you guys first kind of got together jamming?
I say, yeah, we are trying to organize what everyone knows and figure out tunes that we all know in common. So we are kind of just like vamping and improv and whatever tunes that we know, and then we kind of put it all together.
There's 8 tracks on your debut album. You seem to have already found like a sound, that signature In Echo kind of a sound. Would you agree with that, Jesse?
That's so cool that you say that, actually. Yeah, that makes us feel special. It's not that a band should really prioritize making their sound. For us, the priority was just making some music together and having fun. You're right, it developed, and now, yeah, I think this album represents very well the semi kind of unique In Echo kind of sound that we're pretty proud of now.
So Garmla, 8 songs on the album, you decided to make a music video. Yep. With one of them, it's Hibs in the City.
So that set in particular are 2 original tunes, Hibs in the City, and the second one then is called That Bass. So kind of together we call it just Hibs in the Big Cities.
Now on Atlantic Access. Aquatic Access. That's In Echo, and I'm Terry talking with the members of In Echo. We just heard G for Ghislaine. Is Ghislaine an actual person?
Ghislaine Calmy is a musical connector in Prince Edward Island, the person that gets things done. She helped us, and so we thought we'd dedicate it to Ghislaine. She's just one of the best people ever.
Two other tracks that really jump out at me was the Feud and Lost in Washington. They are quite possibly the most progressive tracks on here. Does it take longer to finish songs like that? When do you know when you're complete?
We don't. We never know. I think even up to the point of recording it, we were like, oh, we changed this, you know, did this chord. So there are always like little changes happening. But I don't know, we just, you know, get to a point where we feel like we're happy with how it sounds. And we play it out, and then, you know, we kind of have to reflect on it and review and kind of gauge how the audience perceives the set and, you know, maybe work, play around with that a little bit. So, you know, it's always a work in progress, I suppose.
So how many did you start with? Are all these songs geared towards the project, or are there some that didn't make it?
Well, we started off with, I'd say, four good tracks, solid tracks, because we wanted to go to Folk Alliance Montreal this year, so we kind of, like, pushed ourselves to start new tunes and arrange more and stuff, just for, like, the month of February and March. Spent like 8 hours sometimes practicing and rehearsing, so it got tiring, but that's what we got to do to put in the work to where we come to now. After Folk Alliance, we had a bit more time to settle down and actually think of a bigger picture.
What was the time frame to get this album done?
Well, we actually didn't plan on recording an album. We kind of went into the studio originally in February with the sole purpose of doing the EP, and that was kind of it. And then we wanted to have it out for the summer so we could play some gigs with it this summer. So we recorded back in April, just over 2 days, the other three tracks, and then got, like, scrambled everything together to CDs arrived like 2 days before our release.
It started as a very kind of impromptu project, and it turned out to be so much more. So what was the excitement level as you started making these sounds? Things started to click, right?
Yeah, it was strange because we started off just wanting to play for fun, and we played a couple of gigs here, and then a lot of people ended up coming up to us saying, wow, this is interesting. We hadn't really planned on going any further with it, and then somebody brought the idea of making that EP. Once we started realizing that maybe we can start playing music together in gigs, the end goal was to play one show at a festival back home called Small Halls. And we ended up getting two, so we were double excited. And then we got offers for a bunch of other gigs and festivals over the summer. And in August, we're playing in Ireland in Gormla's hometown at the Fla. Yeah, we're super excited. It's still not really sinking in, though, that's what's going on.
Getting back to those two tunes, thanks so much, folks, for joining me here.
And
so welcome. Thank you. Thanks
have a great summer. We'll look forward to future projects.
Yeah, great.
This is Lost in Washington and The Feud, back-to-back now on Atlantic Access from In Echo.
Okay.
Woo. Yay! Thank you.
In Echo, from their debut album on Atlantic Access, a weekly presentation of Entertainment Plus Mobile DJ and Media Relations Division in Moncton. For all your mobile entertainment needs, see entertainmentplus.ca. This past week, we discovered a new-to-us talent emanating from Cape Breton. John Raven is indeed a multi-talented artist. He's a songwriter, performer. He also dabbles in production, both video and audio. In fact, filmed and co-produced the lyric video that accompanies the song that's our bonus track this week. So this is John Raven and the song Castaway on Atlantic Access.
A new show each week. Follow the Atlantic Access podcast with Terry Parker and like our Facebook page, facebook.com/Atlantic Access. Access always spelled with an X.